Welcome to Self-Coaching, Love, and Freedom, a global conversation and activation with top personal growth luminaries from around the world. I'm your host, Melissa Lilly. This online event is brought to you by New3University.com to expand the mission of its spiritual coaching program, Five Accomplishments Coaching, to empower you with your own experience of self-coaching, love, and freedom. All of the teachers I've selected for this interview experience share one essential core belief with New3 University. We all believe every person can transform anything into love and freedom. This means no matter the challenge you're experiencing, you can move through it, and we're here to support you. Beyond this core belief, you will hear many unique perspectives, techniques, and stories. Our teacher today is myself, Melissa Lilly, and I'm going to have the co-founder of New3 University, Jason Nelson, introduce me. Jason is also the visionary channel and teacher of our university. So welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to introduce you and to be able to host you. Melissa Lilly is the host of Self-Coaching, Love, and Freedom, this global online event that you've been listening to. She's also the Integrity Channel and co-founder of New3 University, where soul-based living ignites world peace. Melissa has guided the brand integrity and program creation for New3 University years before its introduction to the public. With every program and product launch, Melissa is at the helm, assuring full alignment with God and Spirit's vision, from the development of the vision to manifesting it. Her two loves are serving Spirit's exact guidance and empowering people to discover and bring out their soul's purpose into their life in every way. Melissa has created a lifestyle of following her intuition and using Spirit communication to be guided by Spirit, as she travels the world experiencing what she considers the most exciting and at times challenging path of serving the Spirit. Melissa also facilitates sessions for clients in voice channeling and Five Accomplishments Coaching, which are two of the training programs under New3 University. Today, part of what Melissa will be sharing are teachings directly from New3 University's Five Accomplishments Spiritual Coaching Certification Training Program. They're on being grounded and present in each moment of our lives. What has been your biggest challenge, Melissa, in feeling love and freedom, and what have you done to overcome it?
This is really interesting, because I actually want to share about my ungrounded versus my grounded experience of love and freedom. You may be able to relate to my story. If you've ever lived more in the future or the past, daydreamed a lot, or actually been kind of disconnected from what's actually happening in your present moment. So a little bit about, my background previously is, all through my childhood and into my 20s, I lived a lot in fantasies and creations. I would imagine at length, for instance, conversations I wanted to have with people that I was romantically interested in, in those teenage and 20s. I'd get ideas all the time. I'd get, song lyrics, inventions, floor plan designing. And by the time I was 27, I really thought that the greatest vision of my really loving my life and living it how I wanted to, the freedom I imagined was for me to become a famous singer-songwriter in my late 20s. So I was 27 at this point, and I thought, okay, basically now I'm going to, somehow become a famous singer-songwriter, because I had all these song lyrics written and all these things. Then I thought, next, after I do that, I'm going to start a fashion line, because I actually went to school and have a degree in fashion design. So doing that. And then I thought, okay, this is my whole life plan I had here. And then, by my mid-30s, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have a couple children. I'll have designed my dream home and, that I've actually created, because I created floor plans in my mind, probably my whole life. I could create a floor plan and actually walk through the home. That's something I enjoyed doing. And then I thought, you know, maybe in my late 30s, 40s, I'll open up a vegan fast food restaurant. And then I'll go on to design other restaurants. And then in my 50s, I'll write a book. Okay. So is anyone's head spinning? Because I thought all of this was totally possible, right? But it only really existed as exciting ideas in my mind, and I was doing almost nothing to actually manifest or build any of this. I did occasionally get together with a musician who was creating some music to lyrics and melodies I had written, but I never went out to publicly perform or record an actual CD. It was more just play. I did make a couple pieces of clothing, but I never actually took any steps to show them or sell any of my designs. So it's interesting. At this point, I really don't know what I was thinking would actually happen. You know, I was really just enjoying this fantasy, this whole idea of it. So now we're going to talk about the grounded version, because it wasn't until I actually met you, Jason, that you took me out of the clouds of all of this. And showed me that in order to manifest, I needed to focus on one thing at a time and take real action steps towards the goal. And why I'm saying this is my biggest challenge, because this was actually extremely painful for me at first. I'm not sure if anyone listening, I'm sure those out there can relate to this, the pain of having these beautiful, fantastic ideas, and perhaps realizing, oh my gosh, it's not actually coming true. It hasn't come true. It's not going to come true. So it was very painful for this to be a big wake-up call for my life. Was, you know, I was ungrounded before. I was floating along in life and just otherwise living in my imagination. But by getting grounded and creating a point of focus, it allowed my energy to go from this scattered place to a directed place. And from there, I learned to channel all of my creative energy focused into real, tangible manifestation, right? Because my grounded creative energy was then put forth into copywriting, because clearly I like to write, since I like to write song lyrics. So now I'm doing copywriting for business marketing. I'm using my design eye for business and design and logos. And my ability to see details, right? That's one of my strengths, was then put into project plans. So now for me, this whole switch from the grounded to ungrounded is now love and freedom is being channeled into this university that Jason and I've created with spirit, so that we can actually manifest. And to me, manifesting love and freedom in my life and inspiring others to do the same is true grounded love and freedom versus just the idea of it, right? So now where we are today, you know, my Nuthra University, we are on the track to create a physical institution within about 10 years, give or take, a traditional university with all the traditional degrees everybody's familiar with, you know, business, law, medicine, a real traditional university. But what's different is our spiritual abilities are infused within every major. So, for instance, everyone's learning how to use their intuition, how to communicate with their spiritual guidance, all of this so that the medical student has all of the information that any medical student would have, the Western, the Eastern medicine, and they're using their intuition, they're communicating with their spiritual guidance and so on to truly guide the patient. And that is what grounded manifestation and shifting from ideas to taking true steps has been how I've overcome my challenge. Great grounded love and freedom in having a focus point of energy with what we're doing.
Well, that's quite a path, a journey that you've shared with everybody of being the idea generator and having all of these visions. And I think that's what some people experience. They have a lot of ideas and visions. And in your case, you were ungrounded, and it was more or less just spinning in those visions and ideas and, you know, dabbling in them here and there, but not really bringing them down in a grounded way. And that directly, you're saying, has to do with your energies, your actual energies, grounding your energies and being present, having a point of focus. And then I think probably what a lot of people are wondering is when you have all those ideas and you get yourself grounded with a point of focus, how do you decide which idea is the one that you're supposed to move forward with or focus on? How did that work for you?
So really for me, that was my true passion to following spirit. So that came from at the same time I was as I was getting real with the fact that, oh, I can accomplish these 10 like various careers within 20 years, you know, and there's a different way to focus my energy. So at the same time, I was very interested in having a relationship with spirit, with a higher power, and serving in that way. I wanted to move into spiritual work, actually, is what was happening also at the same time. And so, with you, Jason, I began learning about voice channeling spirit, which is directly communicating with spirit to, well, of course, help you in your life because they want to help us in our lives. You know, as you all know, or at least some of you may be aware that, you know, you have a spiritual guidance in your life, whether or not you're interacting with it directly, whether or not you're knowing that they're there helping you, they are helping you. And with the voice channeling process, we actually have the opportunity to have a two-way communication with that guidance that's lovingly guiding us in our life. So I was passionate to follow spirit's highest vision of my path and purpose. And so my direction turned towards spirit. What would you like me to do? How can I serve? What is your greatest vision for me? So it became my following that guidance to direct my life and where I focused my energy.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So it's, for you, it was really a spiritual discernment. It was tuning in intuitively and with your spiritual guidance, your higher power, to get that next point of focus to manifest, and then the next one after that, and the next one after that. Okay, thank you. What is your greatest vision of love and freedom for your life?
So for me, at this point in my life, it is feeling peaceful and balanced and coming into a greater awareness of myself and my self-care needs. Because I'm someone that can really throw myself into a task and a project and just go for it and just really be immersed in it. And in doing so, I feel great that I'm, you know, serving the purpose and serving the project and serving, you know, people, like through this event. And at the same time, my self-care can start going down. And so it's an opportunity for me to learn how to really balance, the purpose I'm so passionate about and my work, and also take care of my own personal human needs, balance, and all of that. So that's something that I am really thinking of each day and playing with different things to support me.
That's probably a vision that all of us, in to some degree, who are in the realm of helping the planet or wanting to help the planet, the healers, the caretakers, that they also struggle with that, because they we can tend to give ourselves to the point of it even getting in the way of our own self-love, because we want to give and help others, or help a group, or help the whole planet. So I think probably a lot of the listeners can relate with your big vision of love and freedom for yourself. I know that's a vision for myself too, so thanks for bringing that to our attention. When cultivating love and freedom, how does self-coaching and being coached by another person work together?
Well, they're very vital and hand in hand. You know, I work with you, Jason, as my personal coach, and we have a business coach, and we also work with other people from time to time. And it's very necessary. I'm of the belief that everyone consistently can use a coach, a mentor, really throughout our entire life, because we will continue to get to different places and different stages in our lives where we can always go the next level. Especially if you're passionate, for instance, about serving a certain purpose in the world, right? You could imagine that as you get to new levels of your purpose and your life, it presents a different set of life challenges. And so I see myself always using coaches and mentors. Until the day I'm saying bye-bye, in this particular life. I think it's vital, because there's always more to receive and overcome. And simultaneously, like I spoke about, the self-coaching is that awareness in each day. And my pursuit now of bringing more awareness about myself and what's happening and what I'm choosing and why am I choosing it. And that's something recently I've been looking at, is my choices and why this is showing up in my life and you know, what is the greater meaning behind this. I think it's a harmonious balance of working on oneself and getting support, like many teachers have spoken about in this program, because there are places that we're just not able to see. And another perspective, someone can reflect to us something that just is totally in our blind spot, right? The blind spot of our car mirror. And so it works together very harmoniously. And I recommend everybody getting professional support.
Yeah, there's definitely a balance, Melissa. I agree, between the working with other people and working with ourselves, by ourselves, with the techniques and exercises that we learn. It's definitely both are very important, because someone else can point out sometimes things that we don't see, and we just can expedite the process of personal growth and the journey with the support of others. And also finding the right person is important, right? Somebody who's had the proper training and the professional training, and somebody who, you know, can go down the checklist and really conduct a session in a way that's going to be and feel successful for both parties, both the practitioner and the client. And so keep going until you find that right fit, right, Melissa?
Absolutely. It's vital.
Well, how would you recommend our audience to take the next step in their own lives with self-coaching, love, and freedom?
Yeah, so I'd like to share a little bit about grounding versus ungrounding, to really help paint a more clear picture. Because what happens is, if you don't realize that you're ungrounded, right? Like, I did not realize I was ungrounded, you know, for the 27 years of my life, and wherever you are in your life. If you don't have that awareness that that's what's happening, you really don't have a full power over your life. Because when you're ungrounded, you're getting pulled by other people, by yourself, by different ideas. It's a very pulling way of being. And it seems very normal, because most people are partially, if not mostly, ungrounded. So this is actually what's happening collectively on our planet. And so the more we can be grounded, the more we're really in our place of power, right? So I want to share a couple of the qualities that I know everyone can likely relate to, right? So for instance, an ungrounded quality is if you're daydreaming a lot, you're kind of living in the clouds, or you're spaced out. Whereas being grounded is being attentive and being alert, right? So there's a difference there. So daydreaming is ungrounded. Grounded is attentive. Ungrounded is spaced out. Grounded is alert, right? Can anyone relate to these couple things? I'm sure you can. There's times we've all spaced out. There's times we've all daydreamed. I'm sure people can relate to. Have you ever been driving? Let's say you're driving a similar path that you drive every single day, and all of a sudden you arrive to your destination and you're like, oh my gosh, how did I get here? Maybe you were totally not present for your drive. It was just some type of autopilot for you. So in that moment, while you're having that experience, that was an ungrounded time, which like you probably thought, oh, that was probably dangerous for me to not to realize, to be aware of my driving time, right? It can be a time that accidents can happen more easily because you're not fully present. Some other examples is if things feel very chaotic, if you feel chaotic and things in your life feel chaotic, that's an ungrounded experience. And that can be shifted to things being orderly. Scattered is ungrounded to concentrated. So these are a couple of different key words you can think about. So how you can put these ideas into practice is actually by choosing. For instance, I'm totally daydreaming, you can even tell yourself something like an affirmation, like, I choose to be attentive, you know, and take a breath with it. Breathing is a great way to help ground ourselves, and we can all do it. So, you know, you can choose to be attentive, choose to be alert, choose for things to be orderly, to feel concentration, right? You know, you can choose these things. When we're ungrounded, you know, we're taking on other people's energy because when we're ungrounded, another way of saying it is also being out of one's body, right? And so when we're out of our body, when our consciousness is lifted out, it's very easy to get kind of pulled into the collective consciousness soup and kind of be bouncing around, and we can feel drained by other people. I'm sure all of you have heard of, oh, is that person an energy vampire? You know, or just feeling like, oh, I feel drained being around that particular person. If you're feeling drained being around a person, then what's happening is that person is ungrounded, and they don't mean to be pulling on you or draining your energy. This is not something anyone chooses. But what's happening is they're ungrounded. So the goal is for all of us to be grounded in our bodies, present for the moment of now, what's happening in this present moment. A lot of teachers in this program have talked about the importance of being present, right? Because it truly is our point of power, our point to make clear-minded decisions rather than being in an ungrounded state where really you don't have that true clarity of mind, that peace. So these are some examples of how everyone listening can bring awareness to the times they may be feeling ungrounded, and how to choose to shift their energy and take a breath and really decide that they want to be grounded, present. You know, you want to be calm and centered and clear right? These are choices you prefer, I would imagine, everyone listening.
Yeah, and it's like, Melissa, when you're ungrounded, you're not present, you're somewhere else, you're missing the most important part of life, you know, our own life experience. We're missing that life experience, and that's why we're here from a spiritual perspective, why we're here on the planet, is for our life experience. And you really hit on some really important points here with being grounded. I know that I've heard personally from a lot of practitioners, coaches, therapists, people that work with other people one-on-one or even in groups that, yeah, gosh, they'll ask me personally, how do you do a day of sessions? And, you know, I feel drained afterwards. And I say, well, I feel energized. It's because if you really are grounded and in your body, all your energies are grounded, then you're gonna feel energized from experiences, especially healing experiences with other people. If you're ungrounded, or the other person's ungrounded, pulling on you, tugging on you, and you can't keep your energies in your body and centered, then you could feel drained after your session. So that's like a little, just to tie this into the coaches out there. Really, really great advice, Melissa, for all of us. So, Melissa, how do you apply self-coaching in your life on a daily or weekly basis to help you with cultivating more love and freedom?
Yeah, so I bring just awareness into the moment, especially when there's a moment of conflict or concern. I use that breath, you know. I don't know if any of you realize, maybe sometimes you even do it automatically. Maybe when things are challenging, you start maybe breathing, you know, a little more. And so what you want to do is, you know, move that breath from being very much up in the upper part of the chest, and move that breath down to the belly. Really gives you that deeper grounded breath. So I do breathing. I use mantras. Mantras are very, very helpful in giving me a point of focus, right? You know, using some words that are really inspiring, like I'm choosing trust and faith. I go for walks to both exercise and clear my mind, being in nature, around trees, wherever I can be in nature. You know, Jason and I travel, and so we typically are in different type of nature settings. We've been in Sedona and, you know, around those beautiful red rocks. We've been up in the mountains of Las Vegas, and now we're in a suburb where there's grass and trees and all of that. So moving the body, taking a walk, exercising grounds our energy. And being in nature, exercising, you know, nature is a grounded place. There is ground. There's dirt. There's ground. There's mountains. There's trees. All of this is very, very grounding. So those are some of the things I do. You know, sometimes I take a bath as part of my self-care to really give myself that nurturing, that love, because part of self-coaching is giving yourself something that's loving for yourself, eating some foods that are inspiring, right? I also use our five accomplishments coaching techniques of grounding and shifting from an ego-based perspective to a soul-based perspective. Because what's happening is when we're feeling uncomfortable or triggered, reactive, when we're blaming, when we're proving, all of this is an ego experience of life. And so the goal is, you know, ideally, you know, do you really want to blame someone else? Do you really want to blame yourself? The true nature is you don't. What you want to experience instead is you want to experience love. So it's about really becoming the observer of our life, to shift from the ego mind to the soul, because the soul, you know, if we look at this perspective here, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. We are all souls experiencing our human body, right? And our soul is observing our life. And the more we can observe our life as the human personality, the more we are experiencing life from our soul. And our soul is loving. It's not judging. It is really, you know, in a place of freedom, expansion. And so these are the places that I really focus my energy in, using our five accomplishments coaching techniques to have these shifts, to feel peace, to feel freedom, to feel love. And these are the ways that work very well for me and all of our students in our programs.
Beautiful, Melissa, beautiful. When you're coaching or guiding an individual or a group into a fuller experience of love and freedom, what are you feeling? What are you seeing? What are you thinking through this process?
Well, I love my sessions with other people. Like you said earlier, Jason, you know, when you have a day of sessions with clients, you love it. You feel awesome because it opens up my energies, right? My energies get totally blown open. I'm just there. I'm with the person. I'm deeply listening. And, you know, what's happening when I'm coaching or guiding an individual is, you know, the words will just come. I'll see a vision in my mind. I don't try to know what to say next, but I allow the words to come through me that I really feel that spirit is bringing through me. And it's a really fascinating process. And so it really is being attuned with spirit working through me in a really natural, beautiful way of true faith and trust. And I've come to this point with the trainings that I've received. You know, first as a, you know, a student of our voice channeling program, and now as someone that also guides others with our voice channeling, you know, communicating with spirit, and, you know, coaching and guiding someone in a coaching session as this observer that I just spoke about, as this, you know, totally loving, there's no judgment, it's totally open. No matter what anyone says to me, I'm not fazed, because it's an open space of all good, you know, and really just I have the utmost love and care to serving the person I'm working with. And it's it's always the best day of the week. It's the day that I feel the most zest for life, is the day that I'm serving clients.
Well, Melissa, that's and that's exactly what we teach in our spiritual coaching training, is just simply showing up with a client and holding that non-judgmental space. One would think that that is just the norm for practitioners, therapists, coaches, but it's not the norm for every single practitioner, coach, or therapist. Just holding that space, though, you've done your job as a coach or a therapist or a practitioner. So that's kind of another tip for all of you out there who work one-on-one with people. Is that non-judgmental space. Do not undervalue it. It is the space of transformation that I've found.
Thank you, Jason, for, you know, interviewing me today. And thank you, everyone, for participating. I know that you've all gained a deeper understanding of self-coaching, love, and freedom. Blessings, everyone.